my man, Tim Petrone.
Hey, Derek, man, you had this call. What was it? That's this week.
Yeah. My sales guy.
I know you're dying to share it. So go ahead and walk us into it, dude. What's you know, bring us up to speed. How did this thing happen?
So in our battleground, I have a monthly call that's called Sales Dojo. You know how we do all this stuff over here. It's all gladiator stuff. It's all fight stuff. So I have a dojo where I do sales. So I started this years ago where I will literally set up a call with a customer and let them know that I'm a record. Actually, I don't at all. I guess I don't have to in Tennessee. In Tennessee, you do not have to be required other than one person that knows the call is being recorded. And that's me.
Right.
And I share it within the group. These are so fun. It's so exciting to do in front of everybody because win, lose, or draw, I gotta go through the five steps. I cannot miss a step. I have to do the thing. And like talk about integrity, it has to be there, right? So schedule this call with this gentleman. His name was Paul. And we had been to his house years ago before the CSA even started, before the contractor fight. So this was one of those things I recalled. He sent me pictures. I remembered his backyard. So I get on the phone with him, go through pleasantries. And I think I said, let me know what you'd like me to hear. I didn't even hardly get a word out of my mouth, Tim. And this guy talked for 15 minutes straight. And that's what we want to do. We want to dig into the motive. And some people we get on the phone with, we really have to dig. We got to look for their pain. We got to figure out, actually, he had a male procedure, so that was easy to find his pain.
Oh, boy.
True story.
Oh, boy.
True story.
Yep.
And actually, that was a joke from somebody else in the group. I believe that was Amy Wright that threw that little tagline, and I had to use it. So I said, are you okay to talk? I think that's where I started. Are you really okay to talk? Because I know you had a procedure. He's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he literally rambled for 15 minutes. Well, during that 15 minutes, he gave me everything that I needed to hear. Because if they talk for 15 minutes, all I would do is grunt every now and again and just go, yes, sir. And then I tried to interject at one point and he just didn't even hear that. And finally, I had to say, Paul. He was like, yes. Because when people talk that much, they know that they talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives me all the information I need. He's like, okay, so what do you need from me? And I'm like, I don't even want to ask a question because this is going to go for another 15 minutes. I literally walked away from the computer at one point. I went and grabbed a cigar. I went and got some water and he was still going. It was just like, I could still hear him. So went through the five steps. Actually, I did not do.
You know,
please go ahead.
Let me set the stage real quick. So what Derek's saying, for people who are not a member of the Battleground, who are listening in, right, is we have a thing called the Sales Dojo. And what this is, we have a group of members that are on the call. It can range anywhere from, I'll say 30 to 80 people that are on the call that are members of the group. And we're looking at a Zoom call. So we're all looking at Derek or whoever's leading the call. In this case, it was Derek. And Derek is making a live phone call right there as members are watching him do it, walk through the steps. So he's walking through this. He's calling this person, the pleasantries. How are you hoping I can help you? Or whatever he led into that conversation. The students are watching. There's no margin for errors here. He's under the fire. He's under the magnifying glass, if you will, with everybody watching, waiting for him to either crash into the wall or make that left turn, right? So you get this guy on the phone and he's going on and on and on, probably about stuff that may not really pertain to the job, but does it. So you get to the point, you're grunting, Derek.
Yes.
You're making the noises.
Yes.
And you're asking the follow-up question. What was that question?
I said, I'd really like to share with you what it looks like when we work together.
Mm.
And the thing that came out of his mouth was excellence. Excellence was so important to him. Excellence, birds, butterflies, hydrangeas, retaining wall, irrigation. Those were the keywords. That's all I needed. And someone asked me if I was taking notes. It's like, I've done this for so long. As long as I've got those words, that's all I need. Just that. I don't need to write down a bunch of notes. Now, different things, yes. But for this, it's like, as long as I hang out with those. So I said, I can tell you right now what this is going to cost. And he's like, okay. Like $100,000. And he's like, no, that's not what I was hoping to do. That's not what I'm willing to spend. I was like, what are you? I mean, like, what are you thinking? It's like, well, I'm not sure. I was like, well, how about $20,000? So I went high anchor just to fill the room, take the temperature. Then I went down to 20. And 20 he was okay with. And then also I told him, I said, okay, this is what it looks like for $20,000. I'll come out. We'll walk the space. You and I, just like you've asked me to do, we'll walk around every inch of your property. We'll talk about those specific things. And dude, I'm a little nervous to even go out there because like I'm gonna have to charge him extra. For the acquisition time on this guy is gonna be insane because he just talks so much. But we're gonna walk around his property and we're gonna name everything. We're gonna make place and I'm gonna take sketches. And I said, I'll actually put a design together because I do need a design for the team. And he's like, okay, that sounds good. And I said, but here's the other thing. For $1,000, I come out there for a verbal on-site consultation where you and I will walk around for an hour. We can get this done in an hour. I can tell you can get this done in an hour. And if you decide to move forward, I'll credit that into the job. So I set it up, right? And he said, actually, I think I would like to do the latter. I was like, well, I want to be clear. I want to make sure that I'm understanding what the latter is. Is it the $1,000 verbal or the $20,000 on-site or $20,000 project? He said, yeah, the $20,000 project. I said, well, I do need to get a 50% deposit for that. So we can do it one or two ways. We can go and send me 50% or we can do the $1,000. He's like, I'm cool with the $20,000. He didn't say 50%. Like, I'm cool with the $20,000. I said, here's what I need to do. I'll send you some paperwork. So send him the paperwork over. And this is the text. So this is what we're going to dive into. And Tim, you can run with this. So this is the text that I received earlier today. Thanks for the contract information, Derek. I'll pass on the plans for the time being. So let's skip meeting Tuesday.
Really?
Right. I'm not sure our paths are aligned and the expenses are not trivial. I will resume communication once I settle my plans. Thank you for giving the matter your consideration. Respond receipt, please. My response, and he has not responded to me yet because I got to ask an opening question. I said, curious, what makes our paths not aligned? I haven't heard back from him, but Tim, this is the importance. He was ready. The people on the call would say he was ready, would say that I already collected the money, but I got to send that money. I got to send that paperwork over there first. I can't go over there and expect him to pay me because he could be like, oh no, I didn't want to pay the $1,000 for the consult. I just wanted you to come out here and look and see what $20,000 looked like.
Picture this. You're running a profitable contracting business. You're not driving around in the truck all day. You're talking on the phone more than anything. You're having great conversations with your clients. They know that you actually care about them. You talk about money on the phone. You're working with the people that are gonna work with you and not the people that are gonna waste your time. Sounds too good to be true, right? I thought so myself, but just a few years ago, I discovered the Shin Fu here at the Contractor Fight. And once I started practicing it and learning it, my life changed. Not only did I learn how to sell, it's made me a better husband, a better father, and a better person all around. So if this sounds like you and you want to be able to run a profitable contract business, go ahead, do yourself a favor, hit the link below, get this training, get some quick wins, get out of the field, get in the office, go make some money.
Look, I'm listening to this thing. And this is all fresh to me because last time you and I talked with the other night was that, hey, this sounded like this was a done deal.
Yeah.
This email that he's following up with, this is all news to me. This guy got cold feet for whatever reason, for whatever. Maybe he lacks commitment or maybe, who knows? Who knows? Maybe his wife spent the money or whatever happened, whatever happens with life. Protecting your time, the live thing, all these things. And you know, when somebody says structural, right? They've given it some thought. They want to know about the process. When they mention butterflies and smells, they're dreaming. He spent some time thinking about this.
Oh man, you don't even know.
So, to me, this is a slam dunk. To me, so this is like when you're telling this story right now, I am shocked that this guy backed out, and I'm interested in knowing why this guy changed directions. Like, not even the same person. Like, somebody else got a hold of his email account.
Well, with that, he knew who JVI, so my company name's JVI Secret Gardens, and so he knew who JVI was. What was interesting, or is, he didn't know who I was actually on the phone. He was saying, I know you could source the things from JVI, and I'm going through this. I'm like, he doesn't realize who I am, because he called the store, and the store said, let me get you to Derek. He handles our landscape, so I could see how that's a little vague, and so he thinks I'm a subcontractor. And I tell him, I was like, Paul, I think, as I'm listening to this, I think you don't realize that I'm actually the owner of JVI. I'm the J in JVI. He was like, oh, I didn't realize that. I called your store because I know JVI, it's a really nice company. We buy lots of plants from you guys. So it was very nice hearing that. So he knows who we are, but he's not ready. And when you're on the call, listen to him too. Like, money's not an issue. Money's not an issue. Money's not an issue. That's what they all say in some facet. I thought I had it. I really did. But I know I have to stick to my process and I have to send the paperwork over there first and collect money before I go and see them. I don't like using this term, but buyers are liars.
Yeah. I'd rather have buyer's remorse now than when you're standing in a space or, hey, I shouldn't have spent this much money and the guy turns out to be a customer from hell. So the protection of your time, Derek, all in. You're in the phone call. How long was that phone call, the initial phone call with this guy?
He was 15 minutes for sure. I was probably maybe 5 minutes, maybe max. Okay. So I'm thinking we're somewhere around 20 minutes.
So it's a 20 minutes, two emails, and you really never started your truck. You never started your vehicle to go anywhere.
No.
No. Sometimes
I have a person to send over the quotes for me, which is awesome. That's Jamie. She handles that world for me. So that, as the company has grown, and she's fine with it. So here's the thing. We always say we're not in the proposal writing business. However, when you reach that point, you have to send them some paperwork. Did I send him a design? No. Did I send him a detailed scope of what was going to go? No. Because I don't really know. Basically, the line item says, because it is scope of work, but it's not super detailed. It's like, we're going to have the discussion walking around your space. We're going to talk about birds. We're going to talk about butterflies. We're going to talk about hydrangeas. And like the list he gave me. And we're going to make sure that everything we do is excellent.
Yeah. And one thing I'm going to bring out, what did he say he would pay extra for?
Excellence.
Excellence. He said he would pay extra for excellence.
Yeah.
But he got cold feet. I'm interested to see where this goes because I don't think it's a dead issue yet. And being it's a long game, it could turn back around in a month or a year or a week. We don't know.
They do happen. They do happen. But it was, Jamie probably spent 5 minutes on it. Just to send it over, we got great line items. We just do a little scope of work within there, but then we plug all of our other stuff, our credit cards, our terms, our things, our stop work clauses, all that stuff just gets sent over. And then what the consultation fee looks like, the verbal. So yeah, I just want to share that story that it's not just the five steps, is you have to stick to your procedures. You have to stick to your protocols.
If you've thought this, I mean, at the level you're at the sales level you're at, that it was a slam dunk and you never followed the process of sending over paperwork.
He would have definitely not paid me. He would have not. He would have, I know for certain, I would have got out there waiting to collect it. And he would have said, oh no, I just wanted to walk around the space. I didn't want to pay for the consultation.
Yeah.
They'll do that every
time.
I've had it happen a couple of times. So ever since then, I don't even go there without having money. I don't. No. Used to, I'd go and I'd pick up a check or I'd just swipe the credit card. But no, not anymore.
Yeah. See, your sales process favors you, Derek. It has to favor you. And their buying process certainly does not favor us. People's buying process do not favor our sales. So we have a process there for a reason. And here, right here, I mean, we learned in so many different ways how a process saved you. And I've made the experience. I mean, he's going to reach out. Say he decides to go somewhere else. He's going to reach out to some other contractor who's not going to hear him like you did. And
I'm glad you said
constantly
that.
Comparing you to every experience in his life from here on out.
The reason he reached out to us is the other company, whoever that was, did a design for him and then never came back.
You forgot to tell me that. That's great.
As soon as you said that, because it's in the call, it's like it's all there. So then I go, why did they not come back? It's probably because he talks so much. Like this guy talks. Like even at one point, he mentioned lunch. So I'm just a little bond rapport. I was like, what are you having for lunch? He's like, well, Melanie's making lunch. Melanie's his caretaker. And he's literally going, you making hamburgers? Oh, those hamburgers are awesome. Oh, is that slaw? Oh my gosh. Like he processes everything verbally. Like literally, he could just went hamburgers and slaw. But he's like looking at it going, oh, wait, well, Melanie's making hamburgers and slaw. Okay.
Don't try me crazy. Derek, this is good stuff, man. Thanks for sharing this. Because, I'm hoping that somebody listens and says, I would have just ran out there or I would have been in that uncomfortable space saying, hey, remember that money we talked about? Can you give me a check? Because we're not doing paperwork today. And it's an uncomfortable. I've been there. It's like, hey, do you have that check for me? Well, check. well, to come over here and consult. It's like, because you're not hiring me, I need that check.
Right.
And if I go back to the office without that check, my wife's going to hand me my ass. It's like, no, let's do the paperwork beforehand so we don't get all stupid in this space. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's a gut check, dude. And I don't want to skip that step because I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
So good on you, Derek, for first of all, for following a process that you believe in and also illustrating it live, uncut, raw, in front of people that are trying to build themselves up to be better versions of themselves in their own business. So with that, Derek, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Tim.
Be good.